Hour number two, and don't forget, we've got Thursday Night Football coming up for you in about 55 minutes. Grant Napier along with Doug Christie.
It's 4:05. Time to call Sierra Pacific for your $86 heating system tune-up. Call 800-551-3040.
Time for the Matt Barnes Show, brought to you by Wingstop. Skip the wait and order online at wingstop.com. Try spicy Korean Q for a limited time only and game day wings. Large and family orders. Wingstop, get at it. Matt, Grant, and Doug, how are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
Doing good. Hey, you know, for the first hour, we've been talking obviously about last night, but more so some of the comments that were made, you know, after the game as it relates to shoot around. I mean, is there really a lot to that, or is it just an excuse because the team didn't really play that well last night? What's the story there?
I missed the shoot around comments, so I'm kind of oblivious to what's going on. But I just think, you know, this team just needs to tighten up on their attention to detail. You know, they've been comfortable and they're losing ways of late, and that's no disrespect to anyone who's been here. It just kind of is what it is. And I think that, you know, change is uncomfortable, and, you know, people need to pay attention more and be a little more uncomfortable so we can grow as a team.
Hey, amen. Hallelujah. I like to hear that, Matt. Slow starts, Matt. How do you try to get the guys, you know, motivated to come out? And because some teams, I'm sure you've been on them, I have, it becomes something that it kind of goes on. And then all of a sudden they'll find their rhythm and they'll figure it out. How can you get the guys to figure that out quicker?
I mean, I wish I had the answer to that, Doug. Like you said, it happens to a lot of teams. But I think what we're doing is we're just putting ourselves in such a hole that, right, you know, the rest of the game is an uphill battle. So we need to come out. And I think, I mean, it starts to shoot around. You know what I mean? Attention to the game plan, you know, we're trying to go out there and get on both ends, picking up our pace on offense. I think our defense has been doing pretty good lately. But, you know, we just need to, I mean, whether we need to warm up harder or whatever it may be, you know, we spoke about shaking the lineup up a little bit, maybe to change up our start. So we'll kind of see what coach has in mind for tomorrow.
Matt, you guys had a couple of days of practice. So, again, from the outside looking in, the fans are thinking, okay, well, gosh, this team's now, they've got their, you know, they get re-energized a little bit. It was, everyone knows, 11 games in 17 nights is brutal. You kind of get home, you get a chance to breathe, you get a couple of good practices. Did you feel your club was ready to go last night at the start of the game? And I'm not talking about the starters, I'm talking about the entire team. Did you get a sense of maybe something wasn't right?
I mean, we got off to a slow start, obviously. And then I think, you know, late first quarter, early second quarter, you know, our bench came in and kind of changed the outlook of the game, the tempo of the game. You know, I think our second unit played obviously with a little bit more pace and effort at times. And, you know, I think it got us back in the game. You know, I think we had it to 10 at halftime, 10 or 11 points, but then came out, you know, with another slow start to third. And, you know, it was really an uphill battle from there. So I just think it's really just internally, you know, as players, I know coaches want to take the blame for some stuff, but at the end of the day, we're all grown men, and we're out there on the court, and it's our job to perform and do what we need to do. So, like I said, it starts and shoot around. It carries over to the games, and it's just us, you know, the guys on the court being ready to play.
Man, I really want your take on this because it's something that's been here for the last couple of years, and that is – teams hit a high percentage of threes on the Kings. And my take, I'm thinking that this could be it because I see you a lot, and I've pointed it out on television. Matt communicates. He's pointing. He's talking. Mm-hmm. Not everyone does that. But I know that sometimes guys can overhelp, meaning that you don't really need that much help, and it puts you out of position. Could that be part of what's going on?
I think we're really trying to find our identity on the pick and roll. You know, we want to be aggressive at times, but then sometimes we're not there. And I think when we're not as aggressive, you know, the point guards are coming down here, which is putting the big man, you know, in a bind, which means we're cracking back on a big man. And, you know, a team is kicking to a four corner three. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, I just think it's really attention to detail on the game plan. You know, if we have a game plan, you don't know if it works unless you really run it to a T, you know. So if we're going to be showing off pick and rolls or you know, downing pick and rolls, whatever we're doing on defense, we need to do to see so we can need to see if we can need to correct that defense or if it's just we're not putting enough effort out there to execute the defense.
Matt Barnes joining us here, and again, brought to you by Wingstop. Matt, you're going up against a team tomorrow that you're very familiar with. It wasn't that long ago you were the team starting small forward and was a big part of their success with the big three. They just lost. They only have two losses. You know that makeup of that team. You know you're probably going to get the A version of the Clippers tomorrow. Give me your thoughts on staying in this game with this team that's off to a great start at 10-2.
Well, I think it's important for us to come out and get a good start. You know, this is a team that, you know, I don't want to say they're first in turnovers and transition points, you know, so we need to come out there and be ready to play from the jump. You know, sloppy play, they take advantage of that. They get in transition. They get dunks and get the rest of their guys going through that. So, you know, I think it starts with, you know, the first 5-6 minutes of the game, you know, and we'll see if we'll be ready to play. I'm sure we will. You know, we've been talking about it a lot, but it's time to actually go out there and execute what we've been talking about. But I think we have a team more capable of beating anyone. I think we've showed that in flashes. We're not as consistent as I think anyone would like us to be, but, you know, if we come out there and execute our game plan and play the other team and have each other's back on both ends, you know, it'll be a good game.
Matt, a lot of times we're playing stretch four, and they got you playing bigger guys, David Lee, different players. Have you guys talked about, because it put you last night, you rebounded, out-rebounded San Antonio, but have you talked about gang rebounding where, look, I'm going to face guard him, you guards got to come back and scoop these up?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely something I say. You know, it'll be nice where I get 10, 12 rebounds. Last time I think I only had two. But my really, you know, I was guarding Aldridge and Powell at times.
Yes.
So I just think that, you know, they're being much bigger than me. I was going to have to face box them if you were going to have to come back and rebound. So I think, you know, we realize that. Like I said, I just think at times this team really, it's either, you know, mental laziness or physical laziness or a combination of both. Mm. You know, like I said, that they're accustomed to a certain way. And I see when things get rough, you know, at times guys still put their head down like to rebuild again. And, you know, it's something I think everyone wants to change. We're trying to change. It's just going to take a little bit of time. But, you know, I just say you can't always control your minutes. You can't control if your shot's going in, bad calls, but you can always control your effort. And I just think that's something we need to step up is our effort.
Well, listen, Matt, I'm not, plus minus can be a little deceiving, and it's sometimes dangerous to go game by game. I know your coach is very high on that. I like it. You had the best plus minus of anyone on the floor last night at plus 17, and I love when you did get caught up on some of the bigs. I mean, I got to ask you, what type of challenge is that for you when you find yourself, you know, squared up on LaMarcus or we saw last night on Powell? I mean, and you didn't get help. You're playing these guys one-on-one.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I'm going to need, you know, some sort of, you know, but I just look at it as a challenge. You know, I love a challenge, you know, if I can be on any of those two guys or be on Kawhi at any given time. So, you know, I just, that's something I look forward to. You know, I'm a hard-nosed defensive player, and I know when I'm playing bigger guys like that I need to stay up underneath them, you know, stay underneath them, make them uncomfortable, reach at the ball, slap at the ball. But then I am giving up 30 or 40 pounds at any given time. So, you know, just help on some digs and stunts, and you know, if we decide to trap and rotate out of the trap properly. But like I said, it's we're in a process right now. For me, it's frustrating at times because, you know, we take steps forward and then we take three or four steps back, you know. So like I said, I think we need to work on a consistency, our energy and our attention to detail, and I think we'll start to turn the corner.
Matt, I've known you long enough to know I know you are truly about wins and losses, and that's what makes you tick, and I get that. But when you do look at, you know, a box score from game to game to game, does the plus minus, is that important to you?
I look at it. You know, it's this new analytic thing which I look at, and, you know, obviously numbers don't lie, so it shows when you're on the court, you know, how effective your team is. But, you know, at the same time, like you mentioned, it can be deceiving. You know, for some guys that, you know, have big numbers, but their plus minuses are terrible, so to speak. You know, so just at the end of the day, we just have to play. You know, plus minus, no shots, bad shots. I think guys are getting caught up that, man, I'm not getting my touches on offense, or I'm not scoring on offense, and that can't carry over on the defensive end.
That's a great point.
That happens. I think that happens to our team sometimes. And
great point.
You know, I'll be the first one to, you know, tell people, you know, about last night. I think Rudy was 0-5 at halftime. I was like, you know, you need to keep shooting. You're one of our main scorers, but you need to play at defense. We need you to be down there on defense and do what you do on defense. You know, so I think sometimes there's some carryover. Like I said, that's a few steps backwards, you know, when we're trying to move forward. But it's a process, and hopefully we get it sooner than later.
Yes. You know, the only stat that counts is the W, as Matt knows.
Right.
Communication, Matt. I've like I said, I've talked about your communication, but offensive communication, defensive communication, and one area that I would like to see is total engagement, meaning the bench support. Because a lot of times I can remember where you're hearing a play called and the bench is helping you in different stuff, and I'm seeing it sporadically. Everyone communicating. Where is that process at?
That's a slow but coming along process. Mm-hmm. You know, installing a new offense, and, you know, sometimes guys don't know where they're supposed to be. Sometimes, you know, your excuse is I didn't hear the play. You know, like I said, it's talking. You know, you hear the play, yell it out. It doesn't matter if the other team knows it's coming. Mm-hmm. You know, if we execute it, we're going to score anyway. And same thing on defense, you know, just to let someone know, hey, I'm here for your help. You know, I got your crack back. Go ahead and double. Go ahead and dig. Like I said, it's something that hasn't been here in a while, so it's new.
Yeah.
And like I said, anytime something new is installed, when time gets tough, you kind of resort back to bad habits. So this is something where we need to, you know, learn on the fly, stick together when times are tough, and keep pushing forward.
You're not getting a cold, are you?
Sounds like it.
I am. I'm getting a little bit of cold. You know, I've been in L.A. for so long, where it's 75 degrees year-round. So I'm going back where there's actually seasons, you know, so it's a little chilly out here, so I'm a little stepped up.
I wish I could say Epsom salt and seaweed could help you there, but I don't think so.
That's your answer to everything.
That is his answer. But you know what? I got to tell you, we had the coach on the other day, and he was talking about the same thing with the weather turning. And I said very simply, I said, hey, coach, it could be worse. You could be in Minnesota. So let's not get carried away here. You're still in California, buddy.
Absolutely. Don't get me wrong. I love being back home. So I actually get to wear jackets now and stuff like that, which I didn't before. So it's good.
Well, listen, buddy, hope you get a good night's rest. And the rest of the guys will need it tomorrow. It should be a big challenge. We'll look forward to seeing you out at Golden One Center. Thanks, as always.
Thanks for having me, folks.
You will.
Yep. All right. Matt Barnes Show. And again, it is brought to you by Wingstop. Good. You know, the one thing I love about Matt, he does not duck. You know, he comes right out and tells you how it is. And listen,
right.
I get the – we are in a world of analytics. We're in a world of numbers. And the coach wants these guys to be aware of their plus minus. And I'm fine with that. And plus minus, I think, is a barometer over a 15 to 20 game stretch. Okay. I'll give you an example. If you were on the court last night in the last 4 minutes when Pop puts in the worst five guys on his team and you outscore him 16-2,
right?
That means you're plus 14 in that point. That's not a real true indicator of how you played before Pop took all of his starters out and put the rookies in.
And to that point, Grant, we outscored them 34-26 in the fourth quarter, but I thought that was skewed.
It was very well skewed.
Yes, and all of a sudden some numbers got put in that it wasn't as close as it got to be.
No.
And
Pop had a D-League team on the floor in the last 3 minutes. Let's just be honest.
You said it. I did.
Well, he did.
Yeah, you said it. Yeah. I mean, goodness gracious.
All right. All right, 339-1140 and 800-920-1140. Jim. What's up, Jim? You're on with Grant and Doug. Jim? Hello? Wow. Nobody's there. Goodbye. What did you want to say?
I was going to say maybe I should have got Matt a wabbit hat.
You know what? Have you seen the way he does his hair? It kind of looks like a wabbit on there.
Looks like a
wabbit tail.
A wabbit hat, wabbit coat.
Oh, my God.
Warm him up.
Mark, what's going on, Mark?
Good afternoon, Greg. Good afternoon, Elmer.
There you go. Now we're talking.
Grant, I want to go back to what you said after they hired Coach Yeager. You said one thing that we would not be hearing throughout the season. You will not be hearing, and you guarantee you won't be hearing about lack of effort. Well, here we are talking about lack of effort. Here we are talking, you know, Elson Turner was on your show talking about they work 65% on defense, and this team is going to be a good defensive team, if anything. You're not going to see the same George Karl team. Can we just admit we just don't have, I mean, I don't care if we're 12 games into the season. I don't care if we're 40 games into the season. You know, when you got guys like Ty Lawson talking, you know, frustrated that he can't get guys up the floor when he wants to run.
Yeah, well, that one of the reasons is he's faster than everybody on the team, but I understand your point. I got to tell you, I know you're not going to like the answer. I really haven't had a problem with the effort this year, with the occasional here and there. I've not really had a problem with the effort. I've had a problem with some other issues, but I honestly, Mark, I have no problem calling out the team. I haven't really had an issue with the effort other than a few times.
Okay, Grant, does it bother you to hear that these guys aren't putting out in practice?
Well, they didn't say practice. I mean, they said shoot around, and Doug can speak a lot more to shoot around. Shoot around and practice are not the same thing.
Not even close. I think they were speaking to the focus, and that is something that Matt just spoke to. That you're trying to turn around something that's been here for quite some time, and that is going to take time. I know that people don't want to hear it, but it just does. It can happen fast once it gets going, but this is Coach Yeager's first year. It's his first go-round with these guys, and you're trying to work things out. It's a reality, and it's not an excuse.
Well, didn't they also say this team's been together for a month, and I'm sure they've been working out together before that. So the thing is what I see is communication on the floor. And I don't see cohesiveness with these players. And now we're talking about changing lineups. I mean, we've been going through changing lineups, you know, since way before George Karl. How many times have we got to see a different lineup? I mean, it's just frustrating, and I'm getting tired of hearing people, you know, some people on Twitter talking about, we got to be lucky we have this team, we should be thankful, this and that. You know, that's the past. We have a team now, we have a new arena, you know. And when you start hearing about these things, so basically, this team is pretty much on Vladi. Would you not say that?
Yeah, he has been there, what, 14 months, 16 months? I mean, he's still in his infancy of being the general manager. Some of the team's on Vladi, but a lot of the team isn't on Vladi. A lot of the team he inherited, and they just have a new coach. So, I mean, I'm not ready to, like, slam Vladi down the drain.
Yeah, and dysfunction and a lot of other things that are here. You think it's hard to change the culture of a team. This is the culture of an organization that Vivek and Vlade and Coach Yeager now are trying to change. That is difficult.
Right. Well, some of the players that were brought in was to change the culture of the team, and it doesn't sound like the culture of the team has changed.
No, it hasn't changed. It hasn't changed. It's changing.
Well, I mean, not according to some of the players that have been interviewed after the games. I mean, it just doesn't sound like it. The bottom line is, you know, I hate to go back to it, but something has to be done. There's the same common denominator with this team, okay? And I said this. I think you need to make a Herschel Walker trade here. Somebody has to pull the trigger on this thing. And so it's going to be a tough decision. It was a tough decision for Jerry West when he pulled the trigger on Monte Ellis. It was a tough decision to pull the trigger, you know, with some other players. Something has to be done. I mean, obviously the Sacramento Kings have put, you know, have invested a lot in DeMarcus Cousins and making him the face of the franchise. I mean, it's the same old thing, and it's very frustrating to watch.
All right. Well, thanks, Mark. Appreciate the phone call. Again, I think Vlade Divac and Dave Yeager will be the two people that determine, you know, whether or not they should make a blockbuster type of a deal or not. Because Dave's got to coach the guys. Dave knows. Dave Yeager knows right now, today, the players on his roster, who he can go forward with and who he can't. He already knows. Okay.
He knows. Say that's probably true.
He knows.
Yes.
And so then he gets with Vladi. They go through this season leading up to the trade deadline. And if they feel that they want to go in a different direction, I firmly believe that they will try to make those deals. But they're also not in the charity business.
No.
They're not giving away a perfectly fine-cut 2-carat diamond with great clarity and great color for a 3-quarter, you know, cloudy stone with, you know, a lot of imperfection on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. That would be the diamond and gold vault. I know exactly what you're saying, Grant. No, but when you look at this, there's also, Because that, there's levels to that, Grant. Because some guys you can look at and say he's not what he's going to be, but I see him in the gym early and I see him late, and I know that he has the capability of being what I need.
KC, you're next. Hello, KC.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's happening?
Not much. So to me, and I don't want to generalize that all the players, but a lot of the players seem to me like we came out, we were buying into Dave Yeager's system, and we went on the road, and we had a lot of winnable games, and we didn't win those games. And now we're back home, and we're looking at a five-game stretch that the odds are that we're probably not going to win one of those games. We're going to have to get lucky to win one of those games. And it seems to me like we don't have the same intensity. We're not doing the same things that we started the season doing. And watching last night's game, I can't tell you how many times I saw DeMarcus Cousins fall to the ground under the basket on the offensive end, and the team's getting back 4-on-5. There was a sequence, I think it was in the third quarter.
It was not good. He was on the floor every single time down the floor. I totally agree with you. He cannot flop to the floor.
He got swatted three times. It was clearly not fouls. He's on the floor. We're playing 4-on-5. And, I mean,
it's a bad habit of his. It's a bad habit of him. He ends up on the floor way too much. I talked about this last year, and I talked about it the year before. It is a bad habit of his.
Now, I will say this, Grant. We used to have a guy like that, Gerald Wallace. He fell down quite a lot.
It's because he jumped 10 feet in the air.
Exactly. But that – so now DeMarcus has to learn how to sell that foul different, because I will say this, that LaMarcus Aldridge did the exact same thing and got called for a foul against DeMarcus that totally wasn't. So it goes both ways, but you can't do it all the time.
And the caller is referring to a period in the third quarter, and he's spot on.
Three times?
It was almost three possessions in a row. We ended up on his backside, and by the time he gets up, the play's at the other end of the court. And I don't know, he started this about 2 years ago, and I think he is trying to draw a foul, he's not getting it. He's trying to sell it.
Yeah.
You got to sell it a different way.
In a different way, yeah. That's right.
Thanks for the call. We'll be right back. This is Sports 1140 KHDK. Hey, don't forget, we got Thursday Night Football coming up for you in about 20 minutes. So, hey, what do you say we get to some phone calls?
Well, you know, it is 3:35. Time to call Sierra Pacific for your $86 heating system tune-up. Call 800-551-3040 and calls, Grant. Let's do it.
All right. We got full phone lines.
We're popular.
What's up, Yee? We're on with Yee.
Yeah, hey, Grant. Hey, Doug.
Hey.
My call. Hey, I just want to say, you know, I think some of these callers aren't giving the Spurs enough credit. I think the Spurs played a hell of a game last night.
They're an A team. Then there's no question. They're one of the best teams in the league. And I actually started off my show saying that if they played 10 times, I think the Spurs would win 10 games. Yeah. I mean, I do not in any way, shape, or form take anything away from the Spurs. You're correct.
Right. And, you know, just another thing, I'll take yours and Doug's response off the air. I think yesterday the Spurs came out with a very good game plan, and you know, coming out and shutting down DeMarcus Cousins and Rudy was a really good game plan. Seems like they really wanted to have other Kings player score than Rudy. And
I appreciate it.
Hey, I take the response off the air.
Buddy. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Well said, Grant, because think about it. You got Kawhi Leonard, all defensive player. Pop says, like what he would say to me, go get him, sick him. We're not doubling. You got him. DeMarcus, we're going to come to him off the dribble. We're going to try to get him in foul trouble, all those things. Kings play directly into the Spurs. The thing that you can't do, you can't stand around against
the Spurs.
They
fell right into their trap.
If you give them a chance to look at you, you're done. And you got to move, and you got to have ball movement. Kings didn't do that, and you lose.
PJ, what's next? You're next, rather. PJ, how are you?
I'm doing just fine, Grant. And Doug, how are you?
Hey.
I'm calling in because I can't. First of all, I can't believe I'm doing this, but I'm gonna do this. I think more blame should be leaned towards organization, and the reason why I want to say that is, DeMarcus Cousins plays very hard. I've never seen a 7-footer on the floor as much as him, unfortunately. But in thinking, thinking back all the coaches that he has had in his career in the NBA, thinking about all the other issues on the court, then I watch the Kings and how they develop their talent. I look at, what's his name? The guy everybody wants to try to trade now.
Willie Cauley-Stein?
No, sir.
Omri Caspi?
From Kansas.
LaMarcus Aldridge?
From Kansas, Ben McLemore.
Ben, oh.
Yes, sir. The guy is I like him this year. So compared to last year, maybe he has cut down some things, but he's gotten better this year. My point is that looking back at the Kings and who they have drafted in the past history, and probably since DeMarcus has been, well, probably since Doug left, but since DeMarcus has been a King, I wouldn't trust too much of the decision-making either. I'm glad Gladdy's there. Yes, I'm happy about that. I like the new coach. But when it comes to trusting, I do believe DeMarcus has a bone to pick. When it comes to developing talent, I don't even remember a draft pick the last 8 years that actually stayed on the team and actually helped out. I can't name one.
Tyreke Evans was Rookie of the Year and was very good and then went to play for New Orleans, so I wouldn't forget about him.
Oh, I remember. Yes, correct. But even in that draft, I think that there was other things that we could need, but correct. But when it comes to that, but history-wise, the Kings, based upon choices, DeMarcus has a gripe. He does have a gripe. I don't agree with his attitude, 100%. 7-footer falling down the ground like that, even on a blacktop, we'll be upset with that. But when it comes to him trusting the organization, I think it also affects him on the court mentally.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your call. All right. We have Chris that has been on hold for a while, and we want to get to him. Hello, Chris.
Hey, thank you for taking the call, Grant. Listening to all these callers that I've just kind of heard throughout the day and even on your show, I'm actually really confused. I'm not sure where everyone's saying, you know, how terrible this team is. I don't really know what they expected of this team. When I look at the wins and losses we have outside of the Lakers team, I feel like every team that we've beaten or lost to, you know, we basically should have. You've had a lot of guys, you know, come on your show just throughout the years, coaches, you know, press guys that have always said, the number one thing is protect your home court, try to steal some on the road. Well, for the most part, against teams that we should be beating, we're beating at home. You know, playing at on away teams, we stole one, I think, when we beat Toronto, definitely. You know, should we have maybe beaten Miami? Maybe. But again, playing in someone else's court or home is really hard to win on the road, especially with a team that, let's just be honest, I mean, you've said it before, we're not a 500 team, so I'd say we're not that good of a team. So I just really don't know what fans are expecting, what these callers are expecting.
Well, I'll tell you right now, let's just be honest here, okay? If the Kings win tomorrow, it's going to be an upset. Okay, the Kings are not better than the Clippers. Doesn't mean they can't win, but if they win, it's going to be an upset, and it is unlikely that the Kings would go out and beat the Clippers tomorrow, but it's possible, and I think that I speak for the majority of people listening right now. As long as the Kings leave everything they have out on the floor and lose, no one's going to walk out of that arena disappointed.
And I would say, though, for the most part this year, I feel like we have. We've really come down the stretch against a lot of teams
that
road trip.
Yep.
But, I mean, against the Spurs, it seems like this Spurs loss is what sent everyone off the deep end. And, like, a couple callers ago, it's like people are forgetting that we played the San Antonio Spurs, a team that hasn't had less than 50 losses in, what is it, 10 years? A team that's gone to the playoffs probably every single one of those years, has been in the championship game, I believe it's 2 out of the last 4. It's ridiculous what these guys are thinking of this, you know, team right now, that we're supposed to be a 41-win team, which is Coach Jaeger coming in right off the bat. It's not a quick fix kind of thing, and people need to lower their expectations,
right?
I think, big time. We're a 30-30, you know, 8-win team, I think. And if we pull 41, I would be ecstatic. But I really don't think that's going to happen. And I think a lot of the fan base needs to accept that as well.
Yep, I'm right with you. We'll be right back. We'll wrap it up with more of your phone calls next. We've got Thursday Night Football coming up for you.
Yes, Grant. You ready for Thursday Night Football?
Nice cap, by the way.
There you go again, man. It's 4:47. Time to call Sierra Pacific for your $86 heating system tune-up. Call 800-551-3040.
And that is,
you know,
cap.
What? Honestly, and I'm not kidding you because I don't have it right in front of me, but the picture that my wife put out on Twitter, that's the exact color and type of cap that was in that picture of Elmer Fudd going after the Wabbit.
Get out.
It is. Go look it up. Go look it up. It was brown. It was shaped like that. I think it was almost identical.
I have one of those Elmer Fudd caps, actually.
Eric, you're on with Grant and Doug. Eric, what's going on?
Hey, Grant. Hey, Doug.
Hey, you wascally Wabbit.
I just want to say what I've been seeing from the Kings, I like. I just feel like they're missing a third guy, like how they could go to Cousins and they could go to Gay. I feel like they're missing a third component. And like how the Golden State Warriors can go to Durant, Curry, and then Klay Thompson, I feel like that's what the Kings need is another shooter.
I would agree with you, actually. That third guy, who's it going to be on a night-to-night basis? And it needs to be more consistent. We've seen it from different people, but if you find that consistently, then that's when the big bucks start.
Yeah, because like tomorrow, you already know that Chris Paul's going to score. You know Blake Griffin's going to score. You know J.J. Redick's going to score. And you know that coming off the bench, Jamal Crawford's going to score. Yeah. All right, like that's a given every single night.
Yeah.
Our given is we know DeMarcus is going to score, and we know that Rudy's going to score. Now, Rudy had his first off game last night, and that's going to happen to even LeBron James. But who's the third guy on the Kings right now? You said, Doug, it's a revolving door.
It is. Is it going to be Collison? You know, sometimes we're seeing Ben McLemore. Sometimes we're seeing Matt Barnes, Aaron Aflalo. It's been too inconsistent. And if we do get consistent with that, it will start to steady the ship.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, and that's how I feel. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. 339-1140, 800-920-1140. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's happening?
I think everybody's getting a little too excited, a little too early. It's way too early. I think maybe next year at this time they might want to worry. But this year, we're rebuilding. You know, you had a draft. You had a draft. You have four draft picks. None of them are seeing any playing time. One guy's not even here. You know, and you got all these new free agents. It's not going to happen this year. People just need to relax, enjoy it, and let it happen. Enjoy the new arena, and don't get upset about something. Expectations are too high.
Spell it out. R-E-L-A-X. Spell it out. I like it.
All right, thank
you. And I think
we lost him.
That was my fault. What's up there, Neil? Hey, Neil.
Hey, how you doing today, Grant?
What's up, Neil? Hang on one second.
Hey, man, I look at the team, man. Yeah. What we need is consistency every night. We come into the gym, man.
Go ahead. You know what? That was my bad. I hit the wrong button there. But I here's in a nutshell, because we got to go in a couple minutes to get to Thursday Night Football. I've been doing this every day over the last 10 years. I've been doing this show for 21 years, and the last 10 years, for the most part, has been negative.
Right.
All right. I get that. It sucks losing every year.
Yes, it does.
Okay. And I'll tell you what I love. I love that our fans are with this team, win and lose. And you know what? We could have come in today and we could have had, you know what, three or four people venting because the rest of the people don't care. And that's the beauty of Sacramento.
A freaking
they
man.
They care.
Yes.
And I know, and I hope that it's sooner than later, but I know that there is going to come a day when we're all at Golden One Center in April and May watching the Kings run onto the floor getting ready for a playoff game. Now, it's not going to be this year, okay? But I'm okay with that because I didn't think it was going to be this year when the year started. I hope it's going to be next year, but I don't know. And if it's not next year, it sure as hell better be the year after that. But I keep on looking at that day and what that's going to be like after everything we've gone through here. Again, I get the frustration. I get the fans being ticked off. I get the fans being impatient. I get all of that. There are going to have to be some very difficult decisions that are going to be made with this roster this year moving forward. And I don't envy the people and Vladdy and Dave and that have to make those decisions.
Yeah, Grant, it's a pendulum. And as far as it swung in 2000, 2001,
positivity and elation, it swings back the other way with these incredible fans that we have in Sacramento because they are that passionate. And it will turn around. It takes time. You have to believe in the process, and you have to support the team. And I don't have to say that to the Sacramento Kings fans because that's what they do. That's why they're calling in, and that's why they feel the way that they feel, and we all feel it, and it will get better. I know that from the bottom of my heart because there is a parade that is due, Grant Napier, and we will be there, my friend.
All right. Folks, thank you very much. We will be out at Golden 1 Center tomorrow at 3, getting ready for the Kings and the Clippers. Thanks to all of you that chimed in today. We sincerely appreciate it. Have a great evening, everybody. Thursday Night Football is next.